Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Michael Corcoran, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, let me give you a very quick update from Ryanair. They say online check-ins is now available. We apologise for any inconvenience caused by today's global third-party IT outage, they say, which was completely out of our control. But now you can check in online with Ryanair again, and that's in the last little while. Fears are growing this evening of further unrest in Coolock and North Dublin, after a week of disturbances there, sparked by plans to house over 500 asylum seekers in the area. Gardaí continue to investigate a suspected arson attack on the former Crown Paints factory on the Malahide Road, which was earmarked to accommodate the new arrivals. A public meeting is planned at the site shortly. And standing by in Coolock is our reporter Barry Lenehan. You were there earlier this week, Barry. What's the scene like there now?
Well, around 50 people have gathered here at the entrance to the former Crown Paints factory here in Coolock on the Malahide Road, earmarked, as you say, for the arrival of 550 international protection applicants. This public meeting planned for 6 o'clock. And earlier, looking at the property from the top level of a bus, you could see the damage caused to the front of the property from last night's suspected arson attack. But around 50 people here, as I say, at the present, many waving Irish flags, some carrying placards saying Irish lives matters and economic migrants are not refugees, whilst hoarding has been erected at the front of the property as well, which wasn't there when I was here last Monday, with graffiti daubed on that, including one FDA, Garda, and other such sentiments as well. Now, the public meeting at 6 o'clock is planned by Coolock Says No. The group has been protesting against plans to house the international protection applicants here for several weeks now. They say they'll march to Coolock Garda station after several speeches here. Speakers are just being erected at the moment, and that they will lodge a formal complaint at the Garda station against what the group calls violent police actions and, quote, a lack of dialogue with the people of Coolock, which they say government and Gardaí have ignored over time. Now, other residents groups who've also protested against the housing of asylum seekers in their areas are also set to join the public meeting here, including groups Ballymun Says No, Finglas Says No, and East Wall Says No, while local representatives and the superintendent of Coolock Garda station have also been invited to this public meeting. As you can hear, several cars passing by those who've gathered at the entrance to the premises here, beeping their horns throughout the afternoon since I've arrived. Now, central to the organisation today is the North Inner City councillor, Malachy Steenson, who was, of course, prominent in the protests at East Wall. And all this coming after a week of unrest here in Coolock. We saw the scenes on Monday. And, of course, the real fear is that this public meeting, what sort of crowd might it gather and what might happen when the crowd disperses. Remember on Monday the Garda Public Order Unit pushed people away whilst I was speaking to you, Cormac, here from the premises here, the former Crown's Paint factory. But after that, crowds converged, mainly of youths, on Coolock Garda station, causing damage to Garda cars there. So a real fear of what may happen from this gathering in particular once the meeting is finished.
And what more do we know, Barry, of the events of last night?
Well, the fire broke out just after 9 o'clock. It was contained and brought under control by two units of Dublin Fire Brigade. Now, the Fire Brigade Gardaí saying the property not badly damaged per se, but as I saw earlier on, the front still looks in bad repair after this suspected arson attack. Now, an investigation is underway. Gardaí continuing that investigation today, and they will look in particular towards posts on social media to see whether there might be any clues as to whom the perpetrators were of last night's suspected arson attack here on the Malahide Road.
And any reaction today then to that suspected arson attack?
Political condemnation throughout the day, including from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, whilst the Dublin MEP Éan O'Riordan, of course, he was a TD and minister here representing this area for several years. In a post on the platform X, he went through the local area pointing out where his brothers went to school here in Coolock. He pointed towards the Parnell's GAA club, which he said was home to Dublin's greatest ever goalkeeper, Stephen Cluxton, and he also pointed towards the Cadbury's chocolate factory, factory not far from here, and how there was an ancestral burial mound not far from there. And he said that the protests here dragged the name of the area through the mud and were not reflective of the local community. However, on several social media platforms, there's been lots of cheering in relation to last night's fire and suspected arson attack, with some opining that they hope it sends a final message to those in power to stop the movement of asylum seekers here into the area, whilst others sarcastically opined how, quote, climate change has finally come to Coolock. Now, others are having to battle against misinformation around the plans here to house the 550 international protection applicants, including Des Kelly Interiors, which has a unit here in the industrial estate adjoining the property, the former Crown's Paint property. Des Kelly Interiors releasing a statement today clearing up any confusion, saying its unit here is solely for retail and it has no access, or would they provide any access to other properties in the area, but clearing up that misinformation, perhaps hinting towards the febrile atmosphere still here in Coolock, and the crowd maybe swelling to around 60 since we began talking, Cormac. This public meeting due to get underway in around 20 minutes time.
Okay, Barry Lenehan in Coolock, thank you very much indeed. After the break, we'll talk Dublin City Centre and the antisocial behaviour there. We'll be back with the Dublin Lord Mayor, James Gagan.